This is an oral history interview with Dorothy Southern, conducted by Lori Kidwell. The interview was held on April 1st, 1996, at Dorothy Southern's home. The subject of this interview is her life in the late 50s and early 60s. The oral history interview will now begin. When and where were you born?
I was born in a little town in Jefferson County called Kimberly, Alabama. It was in October 1942. My parents were Lois and Bill Dawes. I was the youngest of four children. My oldest brother was Tommy, and then Buddy, and then Shirley, and then myself.
How was your house set up in your early childhood?
Our house in Kimberly was a very small house, as we, as a family, did not have very much. My dad and my mother both were real sick. That's all I can remember about them, is being real sick. They both passed away when I was just real young. I was 6 years old when Dad passed away, and I was almost 8 years old when Mother passed. But our house was always clean up to that point. It was just a little house, wood, as they called batten wood, I believe is what they called it back then. And I had, really, it had only had three rooms to it. The front two rooms were a combination of bedrooms and living room together. Then it had a small kitchen, and then it had on the kind of like a back porch, which I think is where the boys slept. But we were very happy family. We did things together in this little house. It will always be in my memory of this house. Had a front porch. And, of course, the yards were well kept by Mother. She had beautiful flowers. She loved flowers. And I can't remember too much, like I said, because I was so young at this time. And then our lives were so mixed up with Mother and Dad both being sick like they were. But as the most I can remember, though, we were a very happy family. And I think we did real well under the circumstances of because of Mother and Dad being the way they were. As I had said already, that Mother died when I was almost 8 years old. That was in 1950 in October. And then during Christmas holidays, I was taken by another family called the Arnolds. And I went to live with them, and they adopted me. Then that was from going from Kimberly to Warrior. And their house was a much nicer house. Wasn't anything elaborate or anything, but it was a much nicer house. It had several rooms in it, and it was just kind of plain. Living room, two bedrooms, a dining room and a kitchen, and a big front porch. I was happy there. They took care of me. I missed my family, but they kept me busy, and as a child, of course, I enjoyed having all the attention and being number one for a change.
Since you didn't mention the bathroom, what kind of bathroom facilities did y'all have in those houses?
Okay, I mentioned our first house when I was real young. We didn't have inside plumbing. We did have water in the sink in the kitchen, but that was all. We didn't have a bathroom. For bathing purposes, we just had big, what we call wash tubs, mm-hmm. and we'd heat the water and pour it in the tubs, and we'd bathe in that. Mm-hmm. For bathroom facilities, we had what we call outhouses, and we would go to the outhouse when we needed to have Mother Nature called.
Mm-hmm.
That would get kind of scary at times, especially for a small child, you know, you have to go out, especially after dark.
Mm-hmm.
And So we managed, but in the other house now that we lived, that I described when I went to live with the Arnolds now, we had all kinds of, you know, inside plumbing for that. There was no problem there. They did have inside bathrooms.
Did y'all have electricity in your outhouse?
No electricity in the outhouse.
So if you got up in the middle of the night, you had to go in the dark. You got to take a flashlight.
Yeah, if we had a flashlight, we'd take it. If we didn't, we'd have a candle or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Getting back to your family, did you ever keep in touch with your brothers and sisters?
Yes, all through the following years, I did keep up with my brothers and my sister. They lived with my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and we visited back and forth. I wish there was a way that we could have all stayed together, but back in, you know, those days back in the 50s, people kind of just separated families without really even thinking about it. And therefore, me being the youngest, I was chosen to move with the Arnolds.
When holidays came around, like Christmas or Thanksgiving, did y'all get together?
No, not too much. We had our holidays together with my new family. And my brothers and my sister, they were a little older, and they had their holidays with my aunts and grandparents. And with my brothers being older, they eventually just went ahead and joined the service, got jobs, and sort of went out on their own.
Okay. When you were at home with your family, what kind of stuff did y'all do for fun?
Well, as I said, when Arnolds got me, you know, I was the only child then. I was not a child of with four of us, so I ended up being just one. They were real good to me, and we went on trips and things, and short trips, long trips. I can remember my first trip out of the county, practically, because we didn't go very much when I was younger. We went to the Smoky Mountains, and we saw bears and Indians and, you know, things like that, things I had never seen before. And I was just thrilled to death. I was, you know, 8 years old, and I was nervous about being away from home and everything. And my further background is we're part Indian and part Cherokee Indian. So, of course, in Smoky Mountains, that's where the Cherokee Indians are. And my adopted dad, his name is Ted, he used to tease me. He says, "Now, when we're out like this," he said, "you got to hold my hand." He said, "If you don't," he said, "these Indians will think that you belong to them. Since you're so dark complexed and everything, they'll think, you know, that you belong to them." And naturally, I believed every word he said, so I hung on to his hand for dear life because I didn't want anybody to take me away. But we had lots of fun. And as I grew older, we went, you know, on other trips. We went to, like, to Moundville, which is close. We went to Florida. And when I was 13, we went to California and went to Disneyland, which was a big thing for anybody from Alabama to go all the way to California. But it was a good trip. It took us 2 weeks to get out there and back because we drove. There were no interstates. This was, like I said, when I was 13.
So it was all back roads?
Just state highways.
State highways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kind of stuff would you do with your friends for fun? Just go out or whatever?
Well, mostly back in those days, there was not a lot of places to go to. Most of our fun was around our neighborhood. We'd play, you know, as a young child, we'd play, you know, out in the streets. No cars, hardly, whatsoever. And we would just, all the neighborhood kids would get together and just have a good time playing whatever came to. Cowboys and Indians was the big thing for us. And then, of course, we all played some kind of ball or something. And then, because us girls, we'd get together and we'd play house, we'd play with our dolls. And the types of playhouses that we had, though, was so simple. We'd get out of the yard and we would rake up the leaves or the straw, pine straw or whatever we could find. And that would be our playhouses. We would make rooms out of the straws and we'd have furniture and out of sticks and leaves and whatever we could find, boxes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we just entertained ourselves mostly. We didn't have, you know, places to go, like malls or theaters or anything like that. You know, to go to a theater, you had to go all the way downtown Birmingham. And so most of our entertainment was in and around our homes.
What was a typical date like when you were a teenager?
Well, I was about 15 or 16 before I actually dated, because our parents back in those days were more strict than I would think as a mother now. I'm not as strict with my children, I don't think, as my mother was with me. But a typical date was, the boy would come to the house, and he'd come in, he'd knock on the door, he'd come in, meet the parents, and then we would go out, and back then, we had what we call drive-in restaurants, you know. You would park in front of the restaurant, and the girls would come out and wait on you. And no, not one of them that I ever knew had skates on. And they walked. And they'd get your order, and they'd take it back in, and then have our order, you know, fixed, and bring it back out to us, and we'd sit in the car and eat our hamburgers and french fries, just like you do today. And then we would go to a movie, and we had drive-in theaters then, and we enjoyed going to the drive-in theaters. Sometimes we'd wait and just eat from there. They had the snack bar at the drive-in. That was always a lot of fun. And then the closest theater that we had then was downtown Birmingham, which was the Alabama Theater. And it was always a big treat to go to the Alabama Theater, because, as you know, if any of you are familiar with Birmingham, that it's the showplace of the South. It's exactly what it's called. It is a gorgeous, beautiful building. And even as a teenager, we all appreciated it and loved it and enjoyed going to it. And by the way, too, and I had to be home by 10 o'clock.
Fashion is always a big part in a woman's life. What was the fashion like for going to school, then going to formals, and what did you wear when you were at home?
Our dress codes in school were very strict, but yet not strict, because then we were not allowed to wear pants, but the subject never came up for us to wear pants. We wore skirts, dresses, things like that. In the winter time, we'd wear big, heavy coats, long coats, and thick hose or thick socks, whatever we wanted. But we never did wear the long pants or anything like that, jeans. We didn't even think about wearing pants to school. And we wore sweaters and skirts a lot, and I'm sure most of you have heard of the poodle skirts. We definitely went through that stage, and they was very popular. Quilted skirts were real popular too, and the color scheme was like black skirts and pink sweaters. That was always a big hit. The boys wore white sports coats to formals. They didn't wear tucks. They wore just their black pants and a white sport coat. We wore though just frilly dresses, some more short ones, some more long ones, some were strapless, some were not. They didn't have the big fancy sleeves like some of you wear nowadays, but they were really more, I guess you'd say, just plain and simple, because we didn't have a chance to go out too often. We didn't have as many formal places to go as you do nowadays, so ours really consisted of mostly just the prom. Mm-hmm. That was our biggest, dress-up time. Mm-hmm. We would have dances at school, but we didn't dress up like that. We would just wear our maybe better clothes, you know, like maybe what we wore at church or things like that.